Mr. President.
Did you stay for the entertainment?
Yes, this was moving. One of the most moving things I've heard.
You know, Frank's voice is gone, as he told me before he came. By gosh, you know, the emotion in the room was just unbelievable. I think some of the people were crying.
Unbelievable.
Did you feel that way?
Oh, yes. And also the tremendous dignity with which he did it. The way he spoke of you and of the presidency was really a great evening. No, you said it very well. It isn't often that one can have such an evening.
Right.
No, but Hebert was sitting in front of me, and he was in fact crying at the end.
Who? Hebert?
Hebert, yeah. And Pastore was sitting next to me, and he's just beside himself.
Was he?
Yeah.
Well, rather a hard day, wasn't it?
Well, it was hard for you. And
yeah.
When I didn't know you had made the statement you did until the evening. When I think of the discipline with which you conducted the meeting in the morning.
And then going through the evening. You know, the problem I have is that I can't look at it in the detached way I really should. Well, these people, goddammit, they're guilty. Throw them out and go on. But just the personal things are, goddamn, I think of these good men.
That's right, who wanted to do the right thing. And,
well, it's going to splash on a lot of them. And, anyway.
Well, I think the way you have positioned it now is the right way to do it.
Of course, Garment, as you know, was having the idea that I should get up and announce that I'd fired Haldeman, Ehrlichman, and Dean. And that, without waiting until they get up and name the real culprit is Mitchell, of course. He's in charge of the whole goddamn thing, and John Mitchell should step up like a man and say, look, I was in charge, I take the responsibility, period.
Exactly. All the more so as doing the opposite won't help him any.
Nope, they're going to get him.
No, I think to fire Haldeman would make him the villain.
Well, in the end, he would probably have to go, Henry. They're going to, you know, rip him up good.
Well, if that's the case, then he should get out before.
Well, okay. But not until I have absolute evidence. I'm not going to fire a guy on the basis of a charge made by Dean, who basically is trying to save his ass and get immunity, you see. That's why I had that phrase in there that no immunity should be granted to a top person.
Yeah.
He has no right to do that.
No, that's absolute. I mean, I think that is outrageous. No, I just have no way. I have no good feel for where. I think you would not have improved the situation if you had suddenly, without any preparation, turned on all your associates.
Yep.
And,
well, we have, I think, two or three hard months ahead. It's going to be real rough.
Well, the major thing now, Mr. President, if I may say so, is to protect the presidency and your authority.
That'll be hard because some of these people will even piss on the president if they think it'll help them.
Well,
it's pretty hard. I'm the only one, frankly, of the whole bunch who really didn't know a goddamn thing, you know, about it until March, when I finally, Dean came in and said, well, here's where it is, which he should have done months ago.
Well, they really know where they're at, and they try to, instead of stepping back and assessing where they were, got in deeper and deeper.
That's right.
But I think the absolute, I mean, to protect the place.
Well, if we can, we will, and if we don't, what the hell?
We can, Mr. President.
Maybe we'll, I haven't even considered the possibility of, frankly, just Safe.
Senate people. Tomorrow is still a Jewish holiday, so they won't come until Thursday, the Jewish group.
Be very strong. Say, look, it's like getting out, Downey. It's like all these other things. By God, we can do it working within. If they don't want to work within, the door will slam bang down, and Henry, nobody's going to get out, believe me.
No question.
And,
no question.
And they've got to understand that.
Not a question.
And not only that, when they don't get out, but this will be the key point. The Russians are tough. They've gone further than they would ever want to go. They're backing down. And if I were they, I wouldn't come to the goddamn summit.
No, not if they know it's going to fail. Not if they know the MFN is going to fail. Tomorrow, perhaps with the senators, I would give them a chance to think about it.
Yeah. Well, don't you get discouraged. You,
Mr. President, I'm not discouraged.
You do your job. You, two or three of us, have got to stick around, try to hold the goddamn fort.
You have saved this country, Mr. President. The history books will show that when they don't, when no one will know what Watergate means. And
maybe, although our enemies, you know, will say, well, this proves that we're obstructed justice. We, oh, well.
Oh, and in 6 months, no one will know it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's a human tragedy for Haldeman and Dean and a few of those fellows. Haldeman is a big man, Mr. President, and he'll...
Dean is the real... fellow that's really going to be the loose cannon because he's trying to save his ass, trying to get immunity. That's why I had in that little phrase that no immunity should be granted to any top person.
Yeah.
And that's going to burn his ass because then he'll thrash out about everything you can imagine.
Yeah.
Although Ziegler made an interesting point. He has goddamn little credibility. After all, he was making the report.
That's right.
He was the one that said there was no involvement, and that's what we relied on.
That's right.
And took him till February or March of this year before he finally came in and said, well, here it is.
That's right.
It's a little damn late, isn't it?
I just fired him as soon as it comes out. And let him scream from the outside.
I guess so. We will. When the time comes. Well, you know, nobody really will know that what they put a president through on a thing like this.
Well, it's inhuman, Mr. President, and it's... Because these bastards know damn well that you couldn't have known about it. That if one considers all the things you had to go through, you couldn't be a police judge, too. You're running the government. You're doing all the negotiating. You're carrying a bigger load than any president has. On top of it, they want you to...
God, we were going to Russia and China and ending the war and negotiating. I wasn't even thinking about the goddamn campaign, you know.
Oh.
I had nothing to do with the damn campaign, as you know.
Of course.
That's the tragedy. I wish to Christ maybe that I had, but if I'd been spending time in the campaign, maybe I wouldn't pull off the Vietnam.
If you can't rely on your own people to tell you the facts, then it's rather difficult. And if you had done that, we might still be in the war.
I made a note to you that Stennis told East the hospital that said that he approved the bombing of Cambodia and Laos.
Terrific.
But he didn't. Could not approve the renewing the bombing of North Vietnam. And I want you, if you will, to take a quick trip out to the hospital and say, Senator, you know, brief him and say, we've got to hit the in South Vietnam. Just say that for a brief period. We've got to hit it in order to avoid a complete debacle.
I'm seeing him Friday morning at 10, Mr. President. We've got it scheduled already.
You going out there?
Yeah. then. That's only 3 days from now, and I don't think you'll speak before then.
No.
But I'll call him tomorrow.
Call him and tell him, Senator, don't make up your mind on bombing or anything else until he talk to you and you tell him what the hell the facts are.
Right. Right.
And in the meantime, put your arm around Haldeman and Ehrlichman.
You can count on it, Mr. Brand. I've been standing by Haldeman. I didn't know Ehrlichman was in trouble, too.
Yeah.
Now, you can count on the fact that I'll stand by it. But the major person to stand by now is you.
We shall see. But at least old Sinatra gave him a lift, and I thought the dinner was rather nice, you know.
The whole evening was beautiful.
PM was nice, and we, you know, it was light and yet fun for everybody.
The whole evening was beautiful.
Well, sleep on it. We'll all try to get some ideas. I don't think Garmin's judgment is very good. I don't, you know, I mean, he panics so easily. You know, he panicked on Cambodia and everything else earlier. And
that's right. That's been my experience.
I just feel that
Mr. President,
you may have to...
So far, you haven't got the evidence. If you get some evidence that makes it look that the fellows can't be held...
If it's hard evidence, though, goddammit, I'm not...
If you get hard evidence...
It's got to be corroborated. I ain't going to let them do it on a basis of...
Then you ought to fire the people against whom you have evidence, and the others ought to consider resigning.
Yep. Well, it'll be a great day on the other side for all of our enemies, won't it? Times, the Post, the rest, shit.
That's right, Mr. Pratt. Together the wagons and pull it through, as you've done so often.
What's really disturbing is that comparing this goddamn thing with Teapot Dome, for Christ's sakes, which was thievery on a massive basis, isn't what this is all about.
That's right, Mr. President. And in a year, that will be clear.
It'll take that long, I'm afraid.
Well, maybe less. I think if the major thing now is to pull to get the pus out of the system.
Yeah.
Let it be squeezed out a little at a time.
That's right. That's right.
And I think...
One grand jury will get a hell of a lot that done.
Once you have all the facts, I think you should consider then at least...
Okay.
Cleaning at least that part of the house that must be cleaned.
Right.
However...
Right. Right. Okay, I mean...
Right, Mr. Clinton.